You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Welcome back to the Horse Healthcast by Smart Equine. I'm Ashley Lecomte-Lozich, the head of R&D for Smart Equine.
And I'm Jenna Bosgarden, manager of digital marketing. And today, a new challenger enters the arena. And by that, I mean we are super stoked to welcome Meg G, our head of wellness at Smart Equine, and help us dive into what wellness really means to us.
In this episode's Meet the Pack segment, we've got Dee Lewandowski joining us from Customer Care. Plus, you know you don't want to miss the end of episode giveaway, so be sure to stick around for that too.
Smart solutions, trusted voices. Your source for equine health and wellness. This is Horse Healthcast by Smart Equine. The discussions in this podcast are intended for educational and informational purposes and are not intended as veterinary advice. You should always consult with a licensed veterinary or qualified equine health professional before making changes to your horse's diet or care plan. Hosts and guests cannot guarantee the reliability, accuracy, or completeness of the information shared, and as such, these discussions are not a substitute for veterinary or professional guidance, and any actions you take are at your own risk. Products discussed on this podcast are not endorsed by Smart Equine and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any medical issue.
So, let's get into it. Meg, we are thrilled to have you here with us today. But before we dive into all the good stuff about wellness, how it drives our product development, the role customer feedback plays, and exciting updates, let's hear from you. So if you would give us your elevator pitch, your 30 seconds on who you are and what you do, if you don't mind.
Hi, Ashley. Hi, Jenna. I'm so excited to be here today to talk about wellness. I'm Megan Guasari, head of wellness here at Smart Equine. Me and my team are responsible for bringing our products to life, all the way from concept ideation through selling to our customers. So I really love my job because it really is the perfect intersection of the left brain and right brain. So I can use my creative side and also my analytical side.
I love that.
And that's what's the best part about being in merchandising. So really listening to everything, all of your barn problems, all of your horse care issues, and how do we solve that? That's my number one goal.
I love that. Okay, creative problem solving.
Yeah.
Resume 1.0, creative problem solving. You go, girl. I love it.
Nailed it. So then if I'm understanding this right, and both of you can correct me, you're kind of what Ashley is to supplements in the way that you do wellness products. Is that kind of right?
Correct. A little bit less sciencey, but definitely same research and development process that Ashley uses to create all our awesome stuff.
Okay, hold on, but give yourself a little credit here because our therapy line has a lot of science behind it. And
that's true.
That your team is working on a lot of scientifically backed new wearable items for horses. So I think there's definitely some science in the wellness side of things too.
There definitely is. And we really use that whole, you know, hypothesis to come to results. We really are at Smart Equine only want to deliver products that are going to work. Okay. So we really kind of make sure that that's part of our whole process, that we can come up with a great idea, but if it doesn't work and what it's supposed to do, then we're not going to offer it to our customers because we know it's so important for the customer to invest in something that's going to improve their and their horses' lives.
I appreciate it. I mean, we all know that horses are already like not super cheap. So knowing that people that we care about, our customers and their horses, they can spend money on stuff that actually works. I always love that. I love being able to recommend stuff that's genuinely there for them and for their horses, their goals and their budgets as well.
Yeah. I was just going to say that I'm a scientific method girly. So you're like totally speaking my language. And I love to hear about, you know, how we bring these tried and true products to market.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I wanted to just take a step back too, because there's a lot that I know we want to get into, but I want to kind of take us like from the ground up. So we've said the word wellness a few times already, and we're going to say it a lot more on this episode. But can you explain a little bit, Meg, like what is wellness? Like, what does that define? What does that mean here for us at Smart Equine?
Sure. So it's definitely, you know, part of your holistic horse care, but it's not just a buzzword. So it's their physical care, emotional, environmental care. So everything from, you know, a healthy, happy horse is a horse that is free of bugs bothering them. So obviously we offer fly sheets. Healthy horse is one that is not bothered by temperature drops. So blankets are really an important part of our wellness portfolio. And then of course, barn care, feeding, all of that. And what helps make, you know, horse care more efficient to the human, because we want to give everybody back time to actually be with their horse, ride their horse, work their horse, spend that quality time with them. So they're less worried about issues that they have at the barn. So that's really what we're trying to focus on, that wellness category.
I love it. All I can think of is like, how many times have you been like, okay, sweetie, I'm heading to the barn for 45 quick minutes.
Ooh, what, like, a lie.
Seven hours later, right? So I love that. I mean, optimizing and making things more efficient, I think that sometimes gets like lost in the sauce, but that's a huge piece of it, right? I mean, one, that's why like the feeding system was created too, but to take that same rationale from health into wellness too, and say like, this whole company, we're not about just delivering amazing products, but we're about serving them to a customer that's already crunched on time. I love to hear it. It's ubiquitous within every facet of everything that Smart Equine does.
Really trying to, you know, build upon our amazing supplement offering. But so if we're doing all of this to kind of help from the inside out, what can we do from the outside in, which is where a lot of our therapy gear, you know, development comes from. And of course, you know, our ergonomic tack, all of that research into what we can kind of do from the outside in to complement that kind of entire holistic approach to caring for your horse.
I love that. I'm a big fan of the quick wraps myself. So
you've got
a customer right here. Yeah. Love that.
And I will say, I think no matter what, you're going to end up spending that, you know, solid chunk of 3 to 7 casual hours at the barn. But if you're doing things that are easier, faster, more convenient, more economical, that just means that you're spending less time doing the chores part and more time like kissing noses and brushing a mane out for the 15th time and wandering around and making sure everybody has hay or that things are unplugged from outlets. So really, it's a full circle. It helps everybody except for maybe the people at home that you told you were going to be back in an hour. But that's not what this is about. This is about your life at the barn.
I love it. Well, exactly. Meg, you had mentioned in the beginning when you first came in that your favorite part of your job was problem solving. So like, what do some of the problems look like that you guys are working to find solutions for?
Sure. So we're always trying to find, I think a good example I can come up with right now is, you know, feeding solutions. So we know, you know, there's lots of nuances. Each horse has some different needs, et cetera. And what is going to make that the best situation for your individual horse? So, you know, we know we have great slow feed hay bags, but how can we up the ante on some of those, you know, products that we already have that is going to make your life easier while still, you know, creating a great product that is going to allow for, you know, the horse to eat it slowly. So things like that we're always thinking of. So think, you know, all those, that barn stuff, that's kind of a pain, really trying to solve that. The other thing I think that's a great problem solver is just some of the therapeutics. There's so much happening out there now in therapy, both in the equine industry and also human health. So we're constantly looking at both the human health industry, equine health, and how can we take some of that new technology and apply it to our horses. So things like, I'm going to tease a little bit of something that's coming up new,
all
that amazing LED therapy, that light therapy that you've seen out there, we'll be introducing a Smart Equine version of that next month. And I'm so excited for everybody to see it. And as I mentioned before, we do so much research and testing on all of our products that after seeing the results of this LED therapy in real life, I went out and bought myself a red light mask for myself. Because I'm like, I'm seeing it work in real time on these horses. Like, I have to have it for myself.
I see it a lot on like social media, like a lot of influencers, like, you know, sitting with their red light masks on. So it's neat to hear that these human applications are trickling into companion animals, livestock, and horses. That's so neat.
It's really cool. And there's different capabilities too. So different use cases we'll have different wavelengths of our LED therapy. So the red light therapy could help with discomfort. It's shown that it could help with inflammation and regenerating the cellular processes. So that's amazing. And then the blue light wavelength that we have also has an antimicrobial effect, which is amazing. So lots of good use cases. I'm really excited for you guys to see the product. We have both a pad for a larger surface area, therapy. And then we also have a wand, which is really great targeted therapy. I'm going to call it, you're going to be seeing people carrying these to every horse show. Comes in a great carry case. Like it's really going to be an awesome part of your holistic horse health regimen. So I really can't wait for you guys to see it.
I love it. That's exciting.
Awesome.
I got to see it last week. We were at a photo shoot. And so we were doing some of the product photography for that in video. And it is so cool. I'm so stoked we get to talk about it today because, man, seeing it in person was really, really neat.
Oh, mm-hmm. I can't wait. That's a really exciting one that's going to have to add to cart. Add to cart. Don't tell my husband.
Add to cart. And so that's something that's coming up. But I know we have a couple of things already in the Smart Therapy line. And for anybody who's not familiar with it, like Ashley, I know you mentioned the quick wraps. Those are definitely like go-to in my tack trunk too. But Meg, do you want to take us through like one or two of the other things that we have? I know we have the ceramic and there's other stuff in there too, right? In the Smart Therapy line?
Yeah. So we, like you mentioned, we have the Smart Therapy ceramic thermobalance line. This has the far infrared ray in the fabric. So that can help promote circulation. So we have sheets and quick wraps and, you know, a pull wrap, all sorts of things in that ceramic line that we know that you, our customers love and we love as well. And then we also have Smart Therapy Ice, which is great for cooling to reduce inflammation and then support recovery after exercise, of course. So those have been really amazing products that we've had for a little bit. So really kind of something for everyone. And we're continuing to look out for spring 26. We are continuing to expand into different therapy modalities because we know they're out there. But like I said before, we want to make sure we're going through our vigorous like test and result exercise to make sure that they're appropriate for our customer and our horses. We really want to make sure that they work correctly. So stay tuned.
I love
it. Yeah, absolutely. And when you talk about testing, I feel like that's something that maybe we don't go over a whole bunch, like outwardly, like we know about it, but our Gen Pop customers and friends in the barn don't. Like, what is it that we're doing for testing? Like, who are we utilizing? And is there a set process for every product? Is it kind of like ad hoc depending on what the product is?
Yeah. So it could be different for each product. It's definitely, you know, we're starting with that kind of hypothetical question. What does the horse need? What problem does this solve? And then we're utilizing all sorts of insights. So it could be, obviously, because customer insight is hugely the driving force behind our development. So it could be from conversations with our customer care team that they're relaying back to me and my team. It could be social media feedback that we see and that we get. It could be within our product reviews. It's always within our product reviews. We're reading every single one of those and making sure that we're addressing any of the issues. And then something at Smart Equine that I really feel like sets us apart is our employee pool of testers. So we have a ton of, we are horse people, right? So we have a ton of horse people, horse owners, you know, lesson riders. We have active riders, a whole program that is dedicated to helping, you know, support the company with that firsthand knowledge. So we can really get a lot of feedback through that. But it's not just development of like, oh, this is a great idea that we think. It's really co-creation with what we're hearing from our customers. And honestly, it's great for business because if you guys want it, we know that the customers are going to buy it. So it's really already kind of a stamp of the customer approval before we're even offering it for sale.
Yeah, a little self-fulfilling cycle on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then, so we'll take all that information. And we also have a really great relationship with our suppliers who actually make the product there. We're constantly giving them feedback. They're sending us new samples to try. And then, you know, none of us are kind of, we're never settling. We're always going to start, you know, deliver the best product. And if it's not there, we're going to keep on working on it until it is there.
Yeah, this is where that like we get you because we are you phrase comes in.
Exactly.
Really. Right.
It's so nice that we are a company made up of our general consumer. Like what a fun advantage that gives us.
And it there's really something pretty cool too, like the customer care team. I mean, we sing their praises all the time, but they're spread out around the country, which is like such a gift because it's been pretty cool. The little bit I've seen you guys doing with them where like things get shipped to them sometimes where it's like, well, we know what people in New England are doing, but what about, you know, somebody out in California? Let's ship this to them and make sure it works the same way. And I think that's like really cool that we're able to take into account not just our home base here in Massachusetts, but also the riders across the country that we're also working for and working with.
Yes. And, you know, even further, a variety of disciplines. And that really helps us with tons of feedback as well. So we really have a great representation of the U.S., you know, horse owners and horse caretakers within our Smart Equine ecosystem, which is awesome.
Yeah. So for anybody listening to this, if you have feedback, we want it, whether it's a product review, social media, that's a shout out to me and I'll take it for myself. Customer care, if you're calling in or chatting in, like it probably sounds so cliche, but like we really do like to hear from you guys. So thank you to everybody who has provided feedback in the past or in the future. And I think one of the big things that we took feedback on and are making some pretty big changes on this year, if I'm not mistaken, is our entire turnout line, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I could talk about this for hours. I won't bore everybody. But yes, I'm so excited to talk about our new blanket line. So I'm going to talk about Ultimates specifically. So we know we've had our tried and true Ultimate blanket line, and they do so well. I love going to barns and seeing the horses out in their Ultimate. But we've taken all of that feedback from customers and really upped the ante on this whole line. So we heard all of the, you know, the kind of the struggles and some of the things that were happening, and we took that exact feedback and made updates accordingly. So starting out, we improved the fabric. So it's a stronger fabric with better quality stitching. It's improved waterproofing. I'll get technical here. It's 15,000 mm of waterproofing, which basically means, I'll get a little bit scientific, is that you can put 15,000 millimeters of water pressure on top of the fabric before it will start to seep through. So that's really considered highly waterproof. Our previous Ultimate blanket was 10,000 mm. So a huge improvement there. And also we have seam sealing, so it's not going to penetrate through those seams as well. Something
so
I'm
these
really
are
excited.
Like weatherproof.
Oh yeah, these are great. So, you know, in the snow, rain, obviously if it's a monsoon for, you know, 15 hours, it might seep a little bit.
There might
but
be some
these are,
this, but
yes, these are some the best that we can while also, you know, having comfort for the horse. Yeah. So, and then speaking of comfort, we really improved the fit and some comfort refinements. So better gussets, the contouring is better, some more shoulder relief. We heard all that feedback and we really improved. And we fit this on not just one horse in one size, in one, you know, build. We fit this on a ton of horses of all different builds. So we really made sure.
So the stocky halflinger is gonna have a blanket that fits him just perfect.
Yes.
And we love
yes,
that.
Yes.
Yeah. The gussets, I mean, you didn't just improve them. They're huge now in the best way. Like these things, your horse has space to move, which is super cool.
Yes. Yes. And even that hardware is improved with the hook and loop closure to kind of support. So there's less pulling on the, just on the fabric, you know, at those front chest clips, you'll have that hook and loop closure to kind of support as well, which is great. And then of course, I'm stoked about all the details, those smart details that we added. So reflective binding, our elasticated leg straps, and then the branding, which looks really sharp and really proud of that. So you guys are going to love it.
We had those out at a photo shoot over the summer as well. And every time we're like, well, I don't know if it'll fit this horse, but he's pretty, so we'll try it. We were like, wait, why does this fit so nice? So shout out to you guys and all the fit work you did, because it was a barn full of a lot of different beautiful creatures, but it fit every single one of them. It felt like Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yes. I love that. Yes. Yeah. I love to hear it. Thank you for the feedback. And a really huge shout out to my team for working really hard on this one. So, you know, we know that the customer really utilizes Ultimates as the blanket that they trust, and it's now even better. So really thrilled of how it came out and excited to see what the customers are going to say about it this fall.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. I always say, like, when I'm talking about product development, that there's like two buckets. There's innovation and renovation. And sometimes you don't have to make something new. You have to make something better. So, mm-hmm. you know, hats off to you guys for starting with an already incredible line and finding ways to improve upon just like the tiny nuances and making it even more reliable than it was before. Well done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. And then, of course, just want to remind everybody that the Ultimates still are going to carry our 10-year indestructible guarantee. So really still
super
pleased. Which is
the best.
Yes. So of course, we know that's a huge selling point. And so we are definitely honoring that. And then I also have to give a shout out to our other blanket lines, the Deluxe blanket line and Classic lines all have upgrades too. So those also have better fit, better hardware. So for those customers who love the Deluxe and Classic, those are, you're going to really enjoy those improvements as well. So
yeah,
and I will say, exciting things.
I love the Deluxe, or as much as I love the Ultimates, because like they truly are the ultimate. If you have a horse that creates any kind of chaos in his barn or pasture, those are your option. I was very lucky that I always had very relatively relaxed creatures out in turnout, and I live for the Deluxes. Like, they're not ultimate. They don't have that 10-year warranty, but my horse wore one for over 7 years and it lasted. He didn't play blanket tag with it, but without that, like, those blankets still hold up so well. So just a testament to how well each line is made and how worth it they really are.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give that a test with my new pony, who is like the spawn of the underworld, and see and see if she can try her best to destroy one and, you know, have it come out the other side looking beautiful.
Yeah, I'd love Game to hear my results. And, you know, great to hear that, Jenna, too, because we worked really hard on updating these guys, the Deluxe and Classic lines as well. So really proud of those as well. I think it just, they go through that same, again, testing and making sure we have results in those, like, you know, you said with your new pony, you know, those blanket destroyers, we want to make sure they met their match.
So you were talking about your group of internal product testers. Consider Sparkle for your next product
perfect name for...
Like, if you, her name is actually Princess Sparkle Pony, and I did not name her that. She came with it.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a good product tester. If you want to see if something's going to fail quickly, she's definitely the one to put it on. So
perfect.
Let a girl know if you...
Keep Princess Sparkle Pony in your thoughts.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. Thoughts are perfect.
Good. That's great.
And now so we talked about some therapy stuff. We talked about Ultimates, which was super cool. But of those, or of anything else, I want to go over favorite products. And Meg, as the leading expert on our product line, I want you to start. What's your favorite, whether you've made it or somebody else on the team has made it? Do you have a number one favorite product here?
Yeah, I would have to say the Smart Therapy Ice Boots are my favorite.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And honestly, there's so much happening in therapy. I could just go on and on about all the great things. So really our entire Smart Therapy line, I'm so proud of. It's really one of the best out there. And I think, you know, as I keep on saying over and over, you know, these are proven to work. So I love it. Everybody else should love it too.
I am with you.
I love that.
Yeah. Not to like steal Meg's. I mean, the ice boots are not, but the Smart Therapy line, my product is the Quick Wraps one. Love them. I am this is going to be hard to believe because like I'm such an intense horse girl and like so into health. I am terrified of standing wraps. Like, I don't know what it was like dating back to like my early pony club days. Like, I don't know if it was just the way they spoke to kids in the 90s, but like the fear of God.
They did make them seem very
terrifying, right? Yeah. Like, hey, do this right. And if you don't, your horse will die. Right. Like it was very
scary.
You
will have no legs left on your
100%. Animal. I have been so afraid of bow tendons, like even with no bows, like it has always scared me.
Yeah.
So I'm a huge fan of the Quick Wraps because they're almost impossible to do wrong. And I'm not like a big shipping boot girl. So I use the Quick Wraps like after cross country, after any competition, and then to and from in the trailer because I know that they're not going to fall down and I know that they're not going to bow a tendon. Mm-hmm. And they like give me such peace of mind. And And along with that goes the Smart Therapy ceramic mesh sheet. Like the perfect.
Yes.
You know what it reminds me of is like that scene in Miss Congeniality when she's like, what's your favorite date? April 23rd. Because it's not too cold, but it's not too hot. And you just need a light sweater. So yep. Like that's how, like when I'm traveling away to shows and like the style of the barn is always like shed row and there's always this wind coming in. That's like just enough to keep them nice and cozy. And obviously I've been riding all day. They've been standing in a stall at a horse show. Yep. So just getting that blood flowing through their back and then the quick wraps on their legs. I just like sleep better at horse shows knowing that they're all comfied up in their ceramic products. And so also a big fan of Smart Therapy.
Yay. Yes. Love it.
So I love Smart Therapy, but I'm going to dark horse it and go with a human product, which I know is not our main focus anymore, but we do still have some. So I'm going to call it my favorite there, which is our sun shirts. Every single one of our sun shirts. I wear them at the barn. I wear them in the saddle. I wear them to the beach. I wear them hiking. I wear them gardening. Like these are the shirt that I live most of my life in because I can feel better about not getting absolutely toasted by the sun, and they're super breathable and they come in cute patterns and great colors over the years. So I'm going to not wax poetic forever, but I would just like to say thank you for sun shirts.
Of course. And Jenna, I have some news that you're going to love. Because this season, right now, in sun shirts, we actually have improved the fabric of our amazing sun shirts. So
how do you improve the fabric?
Yeah. So just like our blanket line that I was talking about that we really just like elevated, we did the same for the sun shirts. They still have that UPF protection that we love.
Amazing.
They still are lightweight. They still have that breathable mesh underarm.
Love that.
Insert. Same great fit. The fabric, it's just like butter. It feels so refined, but still so easy to bop in to do all of the activities that you were just talking about. You're going to love it. We have a vintage blue, which is, I've been hearing people refer to it as a Tiffany blue, which
is very cute.
So
and
nice.
Not face at all.
Yes. And then soft grape. And then we also have a beautiful Dusk Wildflowers print right now and a Merlot shimmer for those, for the rider of Princess Sparkle Pony.
I love this. As I'm sitting here, like all I'm thinking to myself is like, I cannot wait until my daughter is large enough to fit into one of these. Cause
She's going to be so cute.
I know. I can't. I mean, I'm with you, Jenna. I wear them everywhere. I'm actually going on vacation to the Smoky Mountains next week.
Oh my
and
gosh,
I have
good
like
you taking
four
a vacation.
Piper, yeah. Right. I know. Pat's on back. I have like four Piper Sun shirts in my bag.
Yes.
Yeah. It really is translucent. My skin, like I don't tan. It's not a thing. So I like zip it up to the chin and then like make it side all over the face. But I'm with you. I wear them everywhere. And if I'm without, I feel like a little naked.
Yeah. And so Meg, you said that those are out this fall, like as in now?
Yeah, right now.
Fall?
Right now, you can buy them right now.
Oh, can we pause?
Hurry up. Hurry. They're still here.
Well, I know what I'm doing after.
I'm just going to say, wait, when does the red light therapy drop? Next month?
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be here in October.
Okay, in October. All right. Yeah. I'm just going to build myself. I love to do this. I build like this really nice big cart and then I wait until it's like $1,000 and then I have to like go back and refine it. But
Yeah, you have to really talk yourself through each purchase. But we are also coming up onto holiday season. So keep in mind, gifts for you are always appropriate.
Yes. Get that wish list going.
Gifts for me. I love that, right? Santa deserves her own Santa, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know we've gone through a lot, but we do just have like three quick rapid fire questions for you, Meg, if that's okay.
Go for it. I'm ready.
Okay. So first of all, what is the product that took the longest to develop?
Those ultimate blankets, baby. 4 years.
These ones that you're coming out with right now.
Yes.
4 years.
Yep. I know. Dang. We've just been thinking, planning it out for a lot. We did a lot of testing.
That's like since COVID.
Yeah. I know.
Like
I know.
This has, you guys have been working on this since COVID. Oh my goodness. I'm going to like whittle you a trophy. That's incredible. That's a long time. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, guys, perfection does take time. So.
True. And it's worth
amazing.
It.
Okay. How about like the most employees that you mentioned this Active Riders program. What's the product that you had the most employees testing at once?
Yeah. For this one, we had 34 employees.
Four?
Yes. Test for the palatability of the watermelon smart cookies.
Oh my gosh. That might be the least expected for cookies, for treats.
For cookies. Yes. I know. everybody wanted in. That was awesome.
The watermelon ones are good. And I'm not going to lie, I have tasted them myself. I've tasted most of our products myself. I held off for a little while I was pregnant because, like, I'm like, well, you know, some of these active ingredients may not, but the cookies are always a safe bet. So,
yes.
Okay. So, wait, I love that. They taste like watermelon to the human palate?
No, they mostly smell like watermelon.
Okay, they smell really good.
They taste like horse food, you know?
Okay. Good for the horses and good for us. We get to enjoy the smell sensory experience at least. Maybe. Okay. And last one, what's the product you're most proud of?
Oh, it's so hard because honestly, I feel like these are all my babies. Like, I'm a mom. And so everyone that...
They're your biological deluxe blanket, right? You carried them for 9 months.
I did. Yeah, for 4 years on those ultimate blankets.
Yes. Yeah, that's a long gestation.
Exactly.
You.
So, but to narrow it down, all of the products that are coming in now have our new updated Smart Equine branding and the logo. They just look so nice. And it's really taking us into kind of that next level. And I'm just really proud of the work that the team had put into concepting and really adding that improvement to every single product. That was like a real labor of love. And to see it come out so good looking and just like seeing it at, like, our Jenna was talking about our photo shoots, like, just like gave me chills and really, really proud to see that all come to fruition. So it's so exciting.
I can hear the excitement and passion in your voice. Like a long bake like that, like watching everything come to life. How fun.
I know that we could talk to Meg about products. I know we could talk about products for years, if not hours, but we got to keep this at like a tight less than an hour. Hopefully. I have not been keeping track of the time. But regardless, Meg, thank you so much. This was so cool to have you on and hear about products from your lens and not just my lens of shopping on the website every other day. Could not appreciate you and your insights and all the hard work you do more. So really just thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun. It's always a pleasure to talk to you both. And I love talking about it in this format. So really such a fun time.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Meg, for joining us. As the science girl on the health side, it's always really eye-opening to get a sneak peek into how our wellness products are brought to life. So to the listener, if you're curious about what's next in the world of wellness at Smart Equine, you can follow along on social media or you can visit us at smartequine.com. And stay tuned for our next Meet the Pack segment where you'll meet Dee from Customer Care.
Now, let's meet the pack.
Thanks, everybody, for sticking around. Welcome to our Meet the Pack segment. I'm here with Dee, one of our fantastic Customer Care team members. And you know what? Before I get rolling too far, Dee, do you want to introduce us? Tell us your name, how long you've been here, and... I don't know, anything else that's fun fact about your time here at Smart Equine?
Sure, thanks for having me. My name is Dee. I have been at Smart Equine for 3 years now. And what's better than having a job where you get to talk horses all day long?
Oh, it's so true. And we get to even just carry it on further by doing the podcast part of it, right?
Oh, so fun.
Okay, so you've been here for 3 years. We heard a little bit about you, but let's get into the stuff that we really want to talk about, which is the horses. I've heard you have more than one. Is that right?
I do have more than one. So we have Spirit, who is a 21-year-old quarter horse. She was my eventing horse. We have Luna, who is a 20-year-old Connemara cross. And then we have Stitch, who is a 4-year-old Arabian.
Oh, that's a fun mix of breeds, too. And now Spirit is older than the Spirit movie, right? So you guys just happened to name her ahead of time. You're ahead of the curve.
She is. Her personality is very spirited. And that is how she got her name. She was also, fun fact, born on April Fool's Day.
Oh my gosh.
I always say that she is the joke that just keeps on coming.
She's a whole party trick in and of herself.
She is.
So you have two older horses and a younger one, which means you probably have a whole mix of how you keep them healthy and happy. Are they on supplements? Do you feed them supplements from Smart Packs?
Yeah, everybody's on something. So my horses all have a forage-based diet. So they get free choice hay. And I do feed that out of hay nets just because I feel, for a couple reasons. One, I feel like it's a more natural way of them consuming hay.
Yeah, sure.
Slower. And then two, because they get free choice, it really kind of helps with the waste, right? Like having it in nets, whatever they don't eat isn't just spread all over the ground and, you know, trodden on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good way to preserve it. So we got a forage first diet, and then you said that they all get a little bit of something for supplements too, right?
Yep. So Spirit, because of her age and she's got some joint discomfort. So her big supplement right now is the arthroxygen pellets.
Oh, I've heard good things about this.
Yeah. So I started with SmartFlex Senior.
Okay.
Which I loved, and it worked really well for about 3 years. But, you know, again, as she gets older and her joints progress, she needed something a little more support. So I switched her to arthroxygen, and now that's going really well for her. So she gets that. Luna's main supplement, Smart GI Ultra. That is
That's a great one.
Favorite supplement that Smart Equine has. And then Stitch, he's just a young guy. So everybody is actually on the Smart Omega 3 and E Ultra, but he doesn't get much because he's just young and growing. And
yeah, just keeping him healthy and happy with all the basics. I love that.
Yeah.
And I love too what you said about swapping from SmartFlex Senior to the Arthroxygen. I never say that right, so forgive me. But I think that there's something so important about being able to recognize like, hey, like my horse is doing okay, but could be doing better, and trying something new. So I think that's really cool that you called that out.
Yeah. When we first started SmartFlex Senior, there was like a noticeable difference in just like how she got up and down, how she moved out, you know, throughout the day. And she just seemed so much more comfortable. Like I said, as the years went on, I noticed that stiffness creeping back in, which is why I thought, you know, it was time for next step.
Yeah. And I know Ashley and I have said it before on the podcast, but like one of the best things you can do for your horse is just pay attention. And like, that's a key example of just really paying attention and keeping an eye on the things that you notice about them. So again, really cool, really good point. But in Luna supplement, you mentioned it's the Smart GI Ultra, right?
It is.
And you said that's one of your favorites?
It is. So we actually, when we bought Luna, she lived in Kentucky and we moved her to Massachusetts. That changed proved to be maybe a little too stressful for poor Luna. And
poor girl.
Yeah, she ended up with some stomach upset. So she was treated by, you know, by the vet with the omeprazole and all that good stuff. I had her scoped. And while she was doing her treatment, I added the Smart GI Ultra because I knew I wanted something to be two things. I wanted something for her stomach, but I was also super interested in the Colicare program.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So I added the Smart GI Ultra, and the reason why I say it's my favorite is January of 2025, made 4 years that she's on that supplement and no reoccurrences. So,
That's incredible.
I cannot ask for better. And the thing is she's an active pony. So she goes to lessons, she goes to clinics, she doesn't do too much showing, but she is out and about. So that supplement has just worked wonders for her.
Yeah. And you said she's 20, right?
She is 20. Yeah.
That's incredible. I mean, there's something to be said for the care you guys have obviously put in and the support she's getting to help her keep doing all of that at a great age.
Yeah. So I didn't mention Luna is also on SmartFlex pellets because so I added those when we got her. She was like 16. She doesn't have any, you know, history of being uncomfortable, but I wanted to keep it that way. So, you know, just that MSM, glucosamine, chondroitin, just keep those joints nice and healthy moving forward. And so proactive approach there.
I feel like we've all heard like the best time to start joint support is like yesterday and the second best time is today. So that's great that she's been on that and that that's been working for so long too. Because I mean, you said it with Spirit, like you notice a difference. So you changed it. But with Luna, you haven't noticed a difference. So she gets to stay on the same thing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yep. And it works out. Like I said, those are her. So she gets three. She gets Smart Flex, the Smart GI Ultra Pellet, and the Smart Omega 3 and E Ultra.
Yeah. And like, that's a nice, well-rounded smart pack to cover a lot of different things without like having, you know, an AM, PM, 7-well strip. Not that I would know. Not that I've done that in my lifetime. Well, and would you say that you have like a go-to supplement that you recommend either personally or that you end up talking about a lot? That's one of my favorite questions just to see what people end up talking about.
I think those two are my favorite. So the Smart GI Ultra, just because, again, like she had to have veterinary care for this issue and now she hasn't had to have it. So that's my first. And then the Smart Omega 3 and E Ultra, I think vitamin E is such a great antioxidant and most of our horses don't get, like most of them don't have the opportunity to graze to get the amount that they need.
Especially here in Massachusetts, in New England. Like, we just know it's not the same as probably where Luna came from in Kentucky.
Right, right. So, and the other fun fact is, Luna's a gray, so you can't really see it on her. But when I started it for Spirit, about 3 months in, she got these big, beautiful dapples all over her body.
Oh,
so
yes.
I always tell people, I'm like, you know, we feed supplements and we hope they're working, but it's really fun when you can see it with your eyes on the outside, like, oh my gosh, it really is working. So those are my two favorites.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I had the same experience. I was a religious Smart Essentials feeder, and there was a couple of months at the beginning where I was like, maybe this is mostly for me. Maybe there's not like a direct, you know, I'm going to see it. And then that summer, for the first time in 10 years of owning my horse, he dappled out like nobody's business. And like you said, it's just, it's nice to be able to see it and be like, oh, yes, there's good things happening here.
Yep. Yep. So those have been, you know, since those two things, like Luna staying, you know, with a happy stomach and Spirit with her big dapples, those are my two of my favorites.
Yeah, I love that. And it's cool that you have your own personal success stories for how these are working for you guys. And so we've talked a little bit about like their specific health challenges, and Stitch, we're going to knock on wood that he stays super good to go for a long time to come. But when it comes to horse ownership and the things that you've learned over the years, is there one thing that you wish you had known earlier, or that you wish people talked about, you know, more than we already do, or that we don't talk about enough?
Yeah, I think I'm a person who I love learning. You know, I don't think you can ever learn too much. So, you know, I'm always learning. But, you know, a couple things about the horse. So, number one, I think if a horse has a hindgut, they could benefit from hindgut support.
Love that.
I mentioned the Colicare program. Like, I'm a fan of that. I think that gives a lot of people, you know, some chances that they might not have had otherwise. But also, I think people don't always know that about 60% of their immune system is located in the hindgut. So this is,
yeah, that is something I feel like we don't talk about very much.
Yeah. When you think the hindgut, you think digestion, which is true, but also whole horse health, because so much of their immune system is there.
Yeah.
So,
I think that's a really good call. And I think sometimes I'm very prone to forgetting that immune health isn't just like, are you going to get a cold? It's everything. It's how you feel. It's how you move. Like it's a big part of what makes a horse feel and look actually healthy.
Right. Right. And so, yeah, I think that, and another one that I do use, which I didn't mention yet, because I think it's so important when we're talking about digestion, Smart Salt pellets.
Unsung hero.
My horses won't touch salt blocks, and I have tried every kind.
Oh, no kidding.
White, like you name it, they're hanging out there and nobody cares. So Smart Salt pellets, that's another of my, like, let's keep everybody hydrated.
Yeah, I mean, hydration is so key. And if you can do it with Smart Salt pellets, that's such a good, easy and fairly palatable. Like, I've never heard anybody having too many issues with that one.
So fun. That's another good thing to note about Smart Equine supplements. I have never had them turn their nose up at a pellet.
Oh, love that.
Smart Omega 3 and E Ultra, I'm not going to fib. That one can be hard to feed. Like, it took some effort, but I knew I wanted them to have it. So that one,
because that one's the powder, right?
It's powder and it has a really strong smell. I usually try to tell people it almost smells like kitchen spices.
Oh, no kidding. I don't think I've smelled that one in a long time.
It's probably, you know, more of a fishy kind of a, like the omega.
Because there's fish oil and the fatties. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but it does, like, think kitchen spices. So when you open that pack, it is.
It's there. You know it.
Yeah. But I've never had them turn their nose up at a pellet. They've eaten any Smart Equine pellet I've ever given them.
And I do know for a fact that if anybody is having trouble with their horses eating food, you can call and talk to customer care, and anybody on your team will have like 6 suggestions right at the get-go. So if you're out there and you're like, well, my horse will need a pellet, give us a call, ask for Dee. She'll run you through some options.
Well, the other great thing about, again, Smart Equine is a lot of our supplements have taste test samples. Like, how amazing are taste test samples? We send you a few days worth and you get to try them out.
Yeah, that's so worth it. Also, like, I think probably a medium used program, but could definitely be used even more, especially if you're just not sure and you just want to know. Yeah,
right.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
So then that kind of leads into my last question. And that's, What advice would you give to someone just starting their horse journey? Like, you mentioned that you love education. Like, what would you do to tell someone, like, hey, here's how I got educated, or here's how, you know, you can get more education? You know, what would be your top picks?
Yeah. So be a sponge, just soak it all in, you know, take as much as, you know, much information as you can gather, but also be careful because, you know, there's everybody, I think, feels their way is the way, the right way.
Sure.
And so, you know, learn it, but also filter it through. But
very
sponge-like,
right?
Yeah. And so,
yeah, I feel like there's nothing wrong with taking something interesting and then just kind of holding space for you to find out more information on it. Because it's not always the first thing you find out is the most right. It's not always the most wrong. But I think that's a really good point, that learn it and then be available to learn even more about it.
Yeah. And I mean, our website, like, we have the blogs and...
Oh, yeah. And the whole horse health library and the horsemanship library. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's even a lot of videos on there with, you know, talking about different supplements or whatnot. So that's another good way to learn.
Yeah, that's perfect. I can't believe I forgot to call that out myself. So I'm glad you remembered it. Dee, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate having you. And if you'd like to say a quick thanks, and we'll sign off from there.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us. And again, thanks to Smart Equine for the great support and the supplements, keeping everybody up and going on our end. And thank you, Jenna. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, of course. Give all three of yours a pat from me, and we'll catch you again on another one. All right. And now it's time for everyone's favorite segment, or maybe just mine. I love free stuff. The giveaway. Last week for episode 3, we gave away a Smart Equine travel blanket and a Smart Equine gift card. And that prize is going to Alexandra down in North Carolina. Congrats, Alexandra. And if you haven't already seen an email in your inbox from me, you will shortly.
For episode 4's giveaway, we've got something really exciting, or at least it's really exciting to me, so I hope it's really exciting to you, a Smart Equine Ultimate Turnout Blanket, one of our brand new, fully reimagined turnout blankets that's designed to last. This blanket will also come backed by the 10-year durability guarantee, which means we've got you covered for years to come. Jenna, how do they enter again?
That's a hella good prize. Okay, so to enter to win that one, you can win by clicking or tapping on the link in the podcast description, which will take you to our giveaway form. Or you can go to www.smartpackequine.com/blog/podcast-giveaway. And if that was too long or too fast, just hit that 15-second rewind button real quick. So entries close 1 week after the episode airs, which means you have until October 7th to win. Get entered. Share your feedback, and be sure to tell your horse I said hi.
You can find links from today's guests and products in the show notes on your podcast player or on the website at www.smartequine.com/blog.
We're here twice a month on the 15th and the 30th, but in between, find us on Instagram and Facebook as Smart Equine or shop online at smartequine.com.
Until next time, stay smart.
Stay well.
And give your horse a cookie from us.